Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today is Valentine's Day, and our subject is about love and illusions, but I think you're going to be a bit surprised with the way our interview is going to be going relative to the topic of exactly that, illusions. I'll reverse the title, Illusions and Love. I want to welcome to the airwaves Sheila Z. Sterling. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. I'm honored to be here, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, Sheila, the same to you. Now, are you in Las Vegas?
I am. I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the sun is shining.
Oh, please, don't say that. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we've got gray skies. We're living up to our reputation admirably, and we've got stormy weather, rain's coming down. It's the sunshine. Oh, dear. You've got a huff and puff and sense.
Well, it sounds like a good evening to snuggle.
Absolutely. This is the kind of weather you better, which you're going to be out in the cold, so to speak. Let's get down to your topic first. I think that my audience needs to know a little bit about you and the fact that this particular book has been written about your own personal experience, and you've gone through a lot. You've been very much involved in health and wellness. But when it comes to love and illusion, you can raise your hand, stand up, and say, thank you very much. I have been a part of that script. Tell us your story.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I've been in the healing and wellness industry for many years. I'm a writer, and I have books and CDs on healing. I'm a master meditation. I'm all about the positive energy and the new world to come and everything wonderful. And, I met somebody. I was single for many, many years, well, since 1980. And I met somebody, and we became friends. And, you know, he was married a few times, and it should have been a red flag, but it wasn't. He was just the perfect person. I mean, have you met somebody who's, like, charming? They open the door for you. They're generous. They're wining you and dining you, and, you know, they make you feel just so comfortable, like you are truly the one.
Mm-hmm.
And we became friends. This was not a flash incident. We dated for over a year and a half, and then he moved in with me. And everything, if on the outside it looked like the perfect love, and it was wonderful. It was exciting. We had a great time. But the challenge is that I was completely in an illusion and seeing what I wanted to see, because something about these wonderful, charming, and deadly creatures is their behavior doesn't change. Now, he had been married 14 years prior, and I thought, well, you know, I mean, don't we just think anyone who's married for that long has got to be okay?
Oh, and, of course.
Yeah. You know, we just can't go down that road anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, Donna, is that one in every 25 adults in this country, and this is a national statistic, is carrying some of these, what they call sociopathic traits. Now, I coined the phrase social sociopath because when you say that word, people think of, you know, the Vandersloots or Silence of the Lambs. I mean, there's lots of, you know, incidences, and people say, oh, well, I would know. You could see it a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may be true, but I have a lot of plaques on my wall, and I'm an educated woman, and I like to pride myself as being forthcoming, integritous, and inquisitive. And guess what? I myself got wrapped up into it. And there are four case histories. When you get my book, there's four case histories, and yes, mine is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So
this subject, I thought, was very appropriate for Valentine's Day, because I think that so often there are myths that are perpetuated over and over again regarding relationships and partnerships with people. And I remember growing up with a lot of them. And there's it's really fascinating how there's been a change as far as some women are concerned. And I'm so grateful to be an American woman. I really am.
Yes.
Because we have options that in a lot of cultures, they just aren't available.
That's true.
And I'm sure you've heard stories. I'm a counselor. I've heard stories. I've had firsthand experience in interacting with people of different cultures from around the world. And I look at this and I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. But even in this country, the rights of women and even for men and the rights of law have not been that long in place, where people had options, where they could step away from something when it wasn't working. And you're right, there is that myth. Gee, if someone was married for 25 years, it had to have been 14 years in the case of the guy that you got mixed up with, everything should be fine until you start digging for dirt. And that sounds rather crass, but I'll tell you, I've met women that say they didn't do background checks now.
Yeah, you know what? That's not out of the question anymore at all. And until something, these threads begin to unravel and you notice. Now, for me, I felt like Spirit had brought the information to me, because what happened was I had to go to San Diego for the day, and he didn't want me to drive. Out of the blue, for no seen reason, my cell phone got wet, and don't ask me how. But it wasn't working, and he had three phones. He said, well, honey, take one of mine. And I said, okay. So I just took it and went. He said, get a new SIM card. So on the way home, I stopped at AT&T and got a SIM card. And, of course, they sent a text message that said, welcome to AT&T. Now, I kind of pushed a bunch of buttons because I didn't know how to use his phone, but when the message came up and said, welcome, well, just underneath that, there was another message that said, I miss you, when can we play? Well, that got my attention. So I scrolled down to find 133 messages from other women, and some from his ex-wives and people that, you know, I knew were in his life but thought were no longer the woman he left his wife for. I mean, it was an incredible onslaught, and I just, you know, had to take a deep breath. It's like having one of those sinking dreams where you're falling.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose, I had a five-hour drive, and I chose not to say anything. I thought I would start to observe it. I mean, the scientist in me really came out, and so I began to really notice. And, you know, it took me, I probably stayed in the relationship a good year and a half too long. We lived together for almost 3 years, but I had to back myself out of it. And it was, it's a strange thing. It's like, they're like, people call them social predators. They hunt what they feel they must have, love, affection, loyalty, commitment. And when that's been accomplished and they feel secure, something flips a switch and they move on to the next phase, which is to control, diminish, and destroy that which they put their whole life effort into attaining.
Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating stuff.
It is fascinating. And what's really important is for all the women out there to know this has nothing to do with you. That, yes, you are wonderful. You are nurturing. And so many people, I've had a lot of people that are commenting on the book saying, wow, this was a spellbreaker. I've been carrying guilt around from my divorce for 6 or 7 years, and now I realize the spell is broken. So,
well, something you bring out in your book, which I think is very important to emphasize, is that there are more men that have this tendency than women, but there are women that do this very same thing, and I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And they are just absolutely hideous. But there's not so many women.
It's 3-to-1. The ratio is 3-to-1 male. But there are women out there, and I actually, if you go onto the website, loveandillusion.com, one of the testimonies in there is from a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said it took him 6 years to get over the relationship. And I have a chapter called The Betrayal of Innocence, because so many people ask, I've been in a lot of relationships, why does a relationship with these kind of people absolutely dismantle you? And that's a word I use in the book, dismantle, and takes so long to come back from. And the truth is, it's almost like the betrayal of innocence. And we really let these people into our souls. We're charmed. They're deep as deep can be as family. And so it brings a whole onslaught of things when things begin to sort of fall apart and their beautiful comments become a little bit slighted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or sometimes if a man says to you, oh, your hands are so beautiful, you know, I like the way you do your nails, we take that as a compliment. Well, and then if that same person says, gee, you know, people look at your hands the very first thing they see, and it makes an impression, and they hand you money and say, could just go do something with your hands, you know, get your nails done or whatever. So they're not really accepting you as you. But it's so subtle that most of us would say, wow, how generous. You know, he just paid for a day at the spa for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, you bring up something very interesting. There is an old, old movie, and I just love it. Of course, I absolutely love Ingrid Bergman. She's an actress. The movie is called Gaslight. I don't know if you have ever seen it, but if you haven't, you should see it. And for those of you listening, it's an incredible classic, and I love the classic movies. But in there, the type of person you're describing in here is exactly that man. And little by little, now he's diabolical. He wants to get her fortune or whatever. But
right.
She believes she's going mad until she meets someone. This is just a brief summary, who says, you're not mad. There's nothing wrong with you. But he plays her. And that's the term that I would use, that you're played like an instrument, but they're the ones choosing the melody, and if they choose to hit a few flat notes or really get really off key, they will do it, but they will do it gradually. So eventually you become so accustomed to that tune that you think, well, I guess it has to be true. And it's a very careful script. Now, you have information on Robert Hare, who is the emeritus professor of psychology at the University of British Columbia.
Yes.
And he's been involved in this kind of personality distortion, is the word that I will use,
right,
for more than 40 years. How did you and the professor get together on this?
Well, actually, I read a lot of his, when I started to do a lot of research, I did a lot of research on him because obviously he's prevalent on the web, and I read some, all the information in the book is open to the public, but I took the 20, his 20, and I give him full credit for it, symptoms and signs of the sociopath, and then underneath it, in each one, you'll see in italics, I add a little bit more that pertains to the social sociopath. Because 80% of the people who are walking around with this are right here in society. They're
mm-hmm.
in our schools, in our homes. It's the most charming person at the local pub telling the story. It's the guy who carries your groceries. And so that's what makes it so difficult. But yeah, there's a lot of science in the book because I really felt that the stories and everything else really needed a lot of backup about and science about the reality of what has happened and what's happening in our society and how important it is to know you're being hunted before you become the prey.
I can recall a man telling me once that he had been single for a long time, and he's happily married and has been for a number of years, but he said when he was single, especially with women, there was this presence that they had, especially if they had just become divorced or something like this. And he said you could feel it. And he can remember when he was dating, he said the easiest person to get close to was that type of person that had gone through a positioning of vulnerability and just were looking. You know, they were either in the bars or could be anywhere. There's just
mm-hmm.
not just bars.
No.
And he said you could feel them. And a male would recognize that. And he said it would be very easy to be seeking their company because they were very open and receptive to any kind of attention. And I thought, when I read your book, when you said that, and you used the term, that you were being hunted, I think that that is something that varies between certain individuals, because often they will only look for someone that's going to fit their particular their particular perception. They want something special.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. And the reason I use the word hunted is because it was years later, he used to make a joke because I was like a prize to him. I'm well known and respected in my community. I have, you know, friends and a good family. I'm caring and loving, and I was the exact thing that he was looking for. Now, I thought we met by accident at this party. I never thought anything but that. But years later, he confided in me and said, you know, our meeting was no accident. He said, I was watching you and decided to check you out. Mm-hmm. And through the course, I learned how to become an audience for him. So as, you know, because one of the traits of the social sociopaths is they really, you might not realize it, but they feel far superior than any human. So they're really just playing a game, and you're one of the pawns in the game. Mm-hmm. And they'll have a lot of games going and in play at the same time. And he used to come and tell me about some of these games. And so I was listening. We sat down, had honest conversations about it, and, you know, and Beth, they're in the book because they're very eye-opening. And it's I have a thing called the Ring of Fire in there, which is very, very true, because most people, it's like when something happens, one of the stories in there, the woman was married for 25 years. She had no idea. He was a wonderful family man. She had no idea that he had this other life, and in matter of fact, had actually had a child with another woman during their marriage. And it took her, well, she still wasn't, she said that writing her story was very cathartic. She never realized that he was one of these people. She took mm-hmm. responsibility and the blame, you know, for all of this. And so it's really important to know that, no, you're wonderful, you're nurturing, and you are worth somebody really loving you.
And there's a lot of good people, a lot of good men out there, and that's something that's very important. And they may not come with the glitz and the glamour, but they are really good people. And I like what you said in here. I really appreciated your statement of honesty. Why and how do they get away with this? Because we let them. And I think just as your title, Love and Illusions, we like to fall in love with a Hollywood image of some kind and figure that, well, we can make it better. You know, I have heard that so many times in my life, and I can remember thinking of that when I was in my 20s, and now I think, good Lord, how dumb were you? Because most of us are pretty stupid when we're in our teens and our 20s. I don't care what anybody says, male or female. Our brains just aren't fully developed because we haven't lived long enough, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
And we haven't gone around the block, and I can remember my dad telling me, my goodness, if you just dated a few more jerks, you would have recognized this one. I got with, and I thought, gee, now it's a fine time to tell me.
Right.
But seriously, it's just amazing. I like that honesty because we do it.
And not only that, I mean, our society is geared. I mean, look, a guy who walks into the bar and says, you know, he's married, but he says, let me show you a picture of my girlfriend. I've got four others here, and I've got some over here, one in New York, and one in, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm just a player. If people don't look at him and go, you know what, get a grip, get a life. You know, what you're doing is negative, is destructive. You know, mm-hmm. People don't do that. They pat him on the back. He's the hero. He's the symbol, the ultimate playboy and the player that everybody wants to be like. And that's a real challenge because our society looks at some of these people, they don't realize the underlying current. These people can be very dangerous. It's mm-hmm. because you being a counselor, you know the underlying issue really is unequated rage. And it's a dissociative disorder from either having a mother that was too busy, and it's a defense mechanism of a child that they didn't grow up and get out of it. You know,
well,
so
I'll tell you what, I think some of them just come in with that kind of equipment in their mentality. I've just seen enough in my life that I'll look at it and I'll say, sorry, you don't have any excuse, because people have to be held responsible for what they do. And I'll tell you, I get so sick and tired of all the psychological baloney that people will dish out. If someone lies, cheats, and steals, and they know that they're lying and they're cheating and they're stealing. Yes. That's black and white as far as I'm concerned. And
absolutely.
They are just, and if they're, and the guy you were with,
yes.
he didn't tell you the truth until you started pinning him to the wall.
Well, I asked him. I mean, there were times I learned how to sort of manipulate it. I'd say, you know, I notice you can't look me in the eye. He said, could we sit down and just have some honesty? And he'd say, sure. And well, I'd sit down and we'd talk and I'd say, well, what about this time when you disappeared for blah. Oh, yeah, that was a lie. I was with so-and-so. So I got a lot of information and a lot of insights on how he worked and how people like this work. Because the number one trait of a sociopath and also a social sociopath is the absolute, they have no conscience, and they have no concern for the consequences to either themselves or anybody else as a result of their actions or behaviors. They will not take responsibility. I mean,
right.
Eventually he had to turn this whole thing around on me because, and I allowed him, whatever it was, you know, it had to be his idea to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because...
And I've seen that. I've seen that so many times with men as well as with women. And somewhere, and you did, you took the position of personal responsibility and said, wait a minute, this is something I don't need to have in my life. And that's where we have to come and really be honest. It's so easy to play the blame game. But I know a woman that went in to see a counselor. She was in a relationship where this kind of stuff was going on, and the guy had been married more than once. And later on, she admitted that she had run from a lot of the truth that had been seen. And one person had said to her, if you just dated this guy a little bit longer, you would never have even married him. And she acknowledged it. But there was a part of her that said, well, maybe I could fix it. You know, it works in the movies. Maybe I could do this. Well,
no.
Life turned out much differently. You know, in the movies, they can write the scripts and change whatever
right.
they want. But in real life, she went to a counselor, and the counselor said, you got two choices. You are either going to turn everything over to this person that you have married and let them handle everything, or you are going to get a divorce. And this woman just looked at this counselor, thought he was out of his mind, but then she listened, and he told her why.
Right.
He said, you're not married to a real man. This is this. So a man telling her the information flipped her around, and all of a sudden the aha went on, and she went, oh, my goodness. And she went and laid everything on the line. She ended up setting everything up, told him exactly what she was going to do, confronted him, and by golly, she found that everything he had told her was an absolute lie. So 2 years later, she ends up divorcing him, and then he wails and moans and says, oh my goodness, no man on this planet has ever been treated so terribly.
Right.
And everybody around cheered her.
Good.
They cheered
yeah.
her. But she said, well, why didn't you tell me something? Well, we didn't want to hurt your feelings. Please, give me a break.
Yeah. And oftentimes, people will look at you like you're the crazy one. You know, this
mm-hmm.
guy, because people don't know. He's so wonderful when you're around people and wonderful at parties, and people just, you know, want to erect a statue to these people. And then when they are alone with you, they can get not so pretty. Because
mm-hmm.
once they've been with you a while, and you know they have a lot of other games in play, the illusion begins to sort of twist them and the way that they are, and they'll just start picking you apart. And what they're doing, they're dismantling you. And when they feel they've done the most collateral damage that they could possibly do, they'll walk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an amazing syndrome, and it's so I had to write the book. Well, I wrote the book to hopefully save millions of women, you know, out there. But certainly you can't talk to anybody that hasn't in one way or another run into this.
Yes.
I have mm-hmm. very few people that don't say, oh, boy.
So. I agree. And again, we need to reach a point where we take personal responsibility for ourselves. And I think that if anyone has experienced this toxic type of a personality, this social sociopath, I think it is important that we not be afraid to talk about it. And that if we see someone, if they ask us our opinion and say, well, what do you think? You tell them the truth. Because I had a friend that did that with me. And I'd known her for years, and her husband had died. She'd been a widow for a couple of years. And she had this fellow that came into her life. He was very prominent, winer, diner. And I said, oh, why don't you bring him over for dinner? I was having a dinner party. So he came over for dinner. I knew within 5 minutes this guy was trouble. And sure enough, before the end of the evening, I just said, oh, my goodness. Well, we had a shopping day the next day, and we went out. This was early, and I didn't say much of anything. So finally comes the time where we go and we get some lunch, and she said to me, Donna, you haven't said anything about so-and-so. I said, mm-hmm. And she said, what do you think? And I said, okay, we've been friends for a long time. Do you want me to tell you the truth, or do you want me to not say anything? She said, I want the truth. So I laid it on her. I said, bad news.
Yeah,
he fits exactly what was in your book. And the thing was, she ended up getting a call from a woman that he had done the same thing you just described. And what evolved is that she ended up finding out that he had not only one other woman that he was keeping company with, but it was like four.
Well, yeah, I got the phone bill. And I told him I was getting the phone bills because the only way I could have any semblance of the truth. He had almost a dozen women in play. Not that he was sleeping with all of them, but there were at least three, four, or five, special ones that, when someone's calling you six and seven times a day, it's more than friendship or. And so I used to bait him. I mean, I have all that in the book. It's really, and what to do about it. So that's another unique thing about Love and Illusion is that it has a clear pathway how to get back to your own joy. How, kind of step by step, how do you get out of this and get yourself back? Because you don't realize
Absolutely.
How far from your joy that you actually have become until this starts to crumble.
Well, the book is a fascinating read, and it's not a bash against men, ladies. It's not that at all. It is saying, know quality when you see it, and be aware and keep your eyes open. The movies that are made in Hollywood, forget it. What we're talking about is real life here. This is Valentine's Day. It is a wonderful day to recognize the person that you love. But more than anything else, love yourself enough. Love yourself enough to say, no garbage. I don't want the real thing. The illusions, who needs them? I really want to know the quality of person. And the same thing goes for you guys. Don't be afraid to take time to get to know that person that you feel is very, very special. Now, Sheila, you've got a website, loveandillusions.com.
Yes,
loveandillusions.com,
and people can get an autographed copy there. Also, a laminated bookmark, which is really a beautiful bookmark. And I am on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com, and the book is Kindled. But if you buy the book from the website, you get a personalized autographed copy. And some more information about I have seminars and things like that. So I love that, and I'd love for the listeners to come and friend me at Author Sheila Z. Sterling on Facebook.
Oh, how fabulous! That's terrific. Well, gals, if you've got a teenage girl, which I know most of them are going to listen to you anyway, but if you have a teenager, this may be a nice little gift. Say, well, you ought to read about this stuff because this is for real. Don't be afraid to educate young girls and young
and
women.
One of the stories in the book is actually a woman who, her story is, she was in college and ended up marrying one of these people, and the romance, was all the way from college. And five years, six years down the road when they got divorced, she realized he'd never stopped seeing all these other friends of hers in college.
Ah, yes. Fascinating stuff. She needs to write a book.
Yeah, Sheila. Well, her story's in there.
Sheila Sterling, it's been a delight. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Your website, loveandillusions.com. Have a wonderful life. Continue your writing, and we appreciate your honesty and your sharing of what touched your life in a major way, and you're wanting to share it with others so that they will not get stuck in the muck.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Donna, and thank you to all the listeners and everybody. Have a wonderful and joyous Valentine's Day. Love
Absolutely.
Yourself today.
Absolutely. All right, Sheila, thanks ever so much. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking the break. I hope the sun's shining wherever you are, and you just enjoy every moment of it. We'll be back in just a moment.
We're back! The Northwest Women's Show with 400 exhibits, entertainment, seminars, the Glow Experience, fashion shows, and shopping, shopping, shopping. Meet HGTV's Terry Haas, animal communicator Polly Klein, and Seattle's hottest firefighters. March 4th through 6th at Quest Field Event Center. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing. Show information at nwwomenshow.com. It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Quest Field Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo. Something seems to be causing a technical problem here. So what I wanted to do was just give you a little tip. This is so cute, and it is perfectly appropriate for today, Valentine's Day. And this person said, my folks have been married for 47 years, and one of my father's rules for a happy marriage is that if a nasty argument threatens to erupt, hold hands while you hash it out. You'll feel incredibly goofy doing this, and your hand may sweat a little, but here's the thing, it works. And the writer of this said, recently my messy husband Tom forgot to pay a stash of bills that were buried under a pile of clutter. I was in a rage, but when I held his hand as we worked it out, my blood pressure immediately dropped. It's impossible to scream at someone who is sitting right next to you, meeting your gaze, and holding your hand. It just is. So I thought that that was really, really cute, and I wanted to share that with you. Well, I wanted to let you know also about some people that are going to be on the air with me this week. We're going to be talking with Denise Winston, and that's tomorrow. We're going to be talking about money. Yes, the green stuff. Well, there's always a better way of working with it so that you're going to come out ahead. And she has just got the best information both for kids, if you wanted to teach them how to work with money, for adults, and also for college students. So we're going to be talking about that. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking with Shatir Sapira, and her music is titled So VIP, and it is delightful. Shapira is a young lady who has just a rising career in music and acting, and I'm so pleased that we're going to be having her on the show. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about children's books, but more than that, we're also going to be talking about the industry of writing. And boy, things have been changing right and left regarding that. But Joyce Fallon is going to be my guest. Robin's Nest and Choo Choo Woody, we're going to be discussing. Those are two of her successful publications. And then on Friday, we'll be talking about Dr. Bob, Drugless Guide to Balancing Female Hormones. So we've got a wonderful lineup of people. And if ever you're wondering where you go to find out about who's coming up on the show, just go into bbsradio.com, station number 1, and what I want you to do is just go to show information, and you'll find a listing, a little bit of a bio about the people that are going to be on the air with me. So that gives you some insight as to what we will be discussing. So, and also, oh, don't forget, I want to let you know the phone number for you to call into, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So if you want to give me a call, telephone lines are now open, and you'll be able to get through to me if you want to have a reading on the air, if you're wondering what I'm referring to. And by the way, if you've never done it, all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, just sit back, relax, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you would like to have information on. Again, Donna Sebo here, 888-815-9756. Well, I have a fabulous story about the power of love, but before I go into sharing that with you, I thought I would talk about vacation time. Oh, I know, spring hasn't officially arrived, but if you're like me and you're in the northern climates and you're just saying, oh, I'd love to take a vacation. I want to go someplace. I want to do something different. I want to get out of the cold, the wet, the drip, okay, the gray. Well, this is a good time really to start thinking about vacations because you may need to work with a budget to get everything in place. But I have been really surprised at the impact of social networking. Now, I've heard about it and I've seen different things, but this is just growing at a rate that's just amazing. And apparently, you can find some very good discounts on social networks. It doesn't make any difference what you were looking for. So I thought I'd share some of these things with you. If you know where you'd like to travel to, let's say you wanted to go to South America, or you wanted to go to Hawaii, or you wanted to go to Montana, it wouldn't make any difference. You want to sign up for a daily deal site that's geared to that particular area. Now, here are a couple of sites that might become valuable to you when you're ready to do this. Groupon.com, Groupon.com, or LivingSocial.com. And what they do for you, they give you access to various attractions, restaurants. Sometimes they even have coupons that are like 50% off or more. And they'll also give you information about the hot spots that maybe you'd like to go visit. And when it comes to airfare, oh boy, for those of us that fly, we realize that those specials for airfare are not as common as they used to be. Well, because gasoline, you know, fuel is just skyrocketing. So flash sales, if you have the opportunity and you can take advantage of them, sometimes they last only a few days or maybe a few hours. If enough people are checking these things out, they may be sold out very quickly. The short duration means big savings of up to 50% off, and finding out about them, all you have to do is follow your favorite airline on Twitter. Who would have thought? I wouldn't have. It was just something brand new for me. Continental, Delta post sales on their Twitter pages, and if you follow their tweets, you'll know instantly when the fares are dropping, so you'll be able to get real, real good fare bargains there. Also, if you become a Facebook fan of national restaurants like TGI Fridays, Olive Garden, The Lobster Shop, you know, all this stuff, they sometimes offer deals like free appetizers, desserts, but don't forget that if they're in your local area, they may also apply, but see if, when you're getting ready to take a vacation, if the place or the restaurants that you're wanting to visit have a Facebook page, they'll have deals too. I mean, this is just amazing stuff to me. And also, you want budget-wise recommendations? Well, there's freetwitter.com. You can sign up for an account there, and you can connect with locals from your destination who will share money-saving secrets. All you have to do is tweet somebody a note asking about a great hotel in whatever area. Let's say you wanted to come to Seattle. You say, where can I go for under $100? Well, highlight the city with what they call a hashtag. And what that is, apparently, is the pound sign. And you would say, like, the pound sign Seattle. So people following the town on Twitter will see your request and will give you information. I mean, this is just astonishing. It's that fast, it's that quick, and there's that many people communicating. So just a few, some little tips that you may find can be very helpful to you. Because let's face it, almost all of us are on budgets. Things have been really tight for a lot of people, but there are so many ways of being innovative. And if you love cruises, check with the cruise lines, because a lot of them are offering wonderful, wonderful discounts. And I'll tell you, a cruise is one of the best vacation buys you can ever want to put your money into. One, you feel like you're treated like a king or a queen. And two, all your meals are provided. You don't even have to get off the ship if you don't want to. And the entertainment and so much is available to you. And, of course, it's the bottomless pit as far as food goes. It'll go on and on and on and on. But it is absolutely a wonderful bargain if you want to have a vacation that economically you can afford and it's going to give you really some wonderful experiences. You'll make some good friends. I just love cruises. I think they're fabulous. So anyway, those are just some tips for you. If that's something that you're looking at is a vacation, go for it. But start planning now and get to know some of the people in the travel industry, because a lot of them really can give you an inside track on certain specials. And you never know where you're going to be able to go. And sometimes I'll tell you, people that have a lot of time flexibility, they've taken trips that I've envied, because I go, wow, how did you do it? And they said, well, I found out because I could go at the last minute, I could get it for a third of the cost of what it would cost otherwise. Amazing. So becoming a savvy shopper really pays in more than one way. If you'd like to give me a buzz to chat, 888-815-9756. Donna Siebel here, 888-815-9756. Well, I told you I had a wonderful story, and I really do. Since this is Valentine's Day, and it's all about love, and love comes in so many different ways. And I really, really adored the movie The Blind Side. I don't know if you've seen it, but what an incredibly, powerfully positive movie. People doing the right thing because it was the right thing to do. And I came across this story about a young man by the name of George. And his nickname was Chubb. He was 18. His life was not doing very well. From the time he was 13 years old, his mother would disappear for months at a time. Sometimes he stayed with his grandmother, and many times all he would have is canned food to eat or something, whatever he could get. Now, he ended up being a very good student in school. He became a star football player, but it was getting tougher and tougher. So he had a job at a place in Auburndale, Florida, and he would work that. He also worked in concession stands. He just needed to continue to work because otherwise he wasn't going to eat. This is a young man who had tremendous integrity, was very much persevering, but it was having a hard time surviving. Well, he just was at a point where he was so desperate. He didn't even have enough money to take a bus to get to work, and he was at the end of his rope on more than one level. Well, there is a woman. Her name is Cindy. And she worked in the parks and recreational office of the local community that the young man, Chubb, was a part of. And she really liked him when he came in, but she said, oh my goodness, I recognize you. You are a star football player. And he said, yes, I am. Well, he had come in looking for a job. He had seen an ad. And she said, And so she offered him the job because he had a wonderful, wonderful reputation. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened, because Chubb had a major problem. But, well, we're going to have to tell you the rest of the story after the break. This is Donna Siebel. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Rio. I'm the author of the cutting-edge book, Hooked on Raw. I want to give you and your loved ones the gift of optimum health. So when you order my book, Hooked on Raw, which has over 350 delicious, healthy recipes, I'll include my new DVD, What's Not Cooking in Rio's Kitchen, for a half price. Just go to my website, rawfoodinfo.com, and click on Holiday Special. That's rawfoodinfo.com. Click on Holiday Special.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Siebel. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Well, as I mentioned before we went on the break, this young man, Chubb was his nickname. His proper name is George. He ends up going in very desperate circumstances to get a job. Well, one day, he's not showing up for work. Now, Cindy liked him. This is a young man, star football player, good student, and he doesn't show up. Well, she decided to find out what was wrong. She tracked him down. She said, "Why didn't you call me?" He said, "I don't have a phone." Well, when she really found out what was going on, she said, "Oh, boy." So she knew that there were circumstances he couldn't control at all. So she made arrangements for someone to pick him up and bring him into work. Well, as she got to know him, she befriended him. He began to open up to her, telling her about how from the time he was 13 years of age, his mother had abandoned him more than once where he just floundered. He didn't know how to manage. He often went to school early to take showers and wash his clothes because he didn't have any water running at home. Well, Cindy was just beside herself, and she told her husband about it, and he said, "Oh, this is terrible." Now, her husband was a teacher in the business department at Chubb's school, and he knew, after what his wife said, what the young man was going through. Now, because he was 18 years of age, this young man really couldn't be put into foster care because this couple was willing to take him in. So she talked with some social workers, and he said, "Let's see what we can do." Well, this young man was so talented athletically that when they went to the principal, they said, "Well, he's such a fine athlete. Let's put him in for a scholarship program." The principal said, "You don't understand. He has fallen behind in his grades." So Cindy's husband started to tutor him. And there was a military academy that offered a post-high school program for kids to help them prepare for college, but it was a whopping $24,000. They couldn't afford it. But you know what? people in the community found out what they were trying to do. They started getting donations from teachers at this young man's school, and she told him, she said, you're to send these people thank you notes, which he did. They gave him everything he needed. They gave him pillows, they gave him blankets, they gave him toiletries and towels, and they said, you are not alone. You need to know we care about you. And Cindy said, holy Moses, there's so much we just take for granted. This young man cannot take anything for granted. Do you know that with this support, this young man, Chubb, earned a 4.0? He ended up being admitted to Marshall University, where Cindy's husband had been an alumni. Well, something else happened that stubbed everything up a little bit. Chubb ended up getting stopped by a police officer because he had lost his driver's license and the tags on the truck they had given him to drive had expired. Well, he said, you know, I never knew so many people cared about me like this. It's absolutely wonderful. They went to bat for him. He didn't try to avoid his responsibility. He was accountable for everything that he did. But by golly, this young man not only graduated from high school, but he went to college and got 2 degrees, a bachelor's in sports marketing and a master's in adult and vocational education. Now, as a young adult, or as an adult, he's no longer that young, he is teaching and coaching at a local middle school in his community. He said, I call Cindy and her husband my mom and my pop. They're my family. And Cindy says, Chubb is the center of our heart. He is our son. We are so happy we could make a difference in his life because he's made a world of difference in ours. If ever you have a chance to watch the movie The Blind Side, realize that there are other people that are actually living that experience. And that movie is based on a true story. People care. They honestly do. And sometimes, just like Chubb found out, people can't help unless they know that there is a need. And we're not talking about a dependency. We're not talking about someone becoming a parasite. We're talking about someone that really, earnestly is doing everything that they can, and they need a helping hand. As long as I live, I'll never forget those people that helped me during very, very dark moments in my life. And one of those people is still a very, very close friend. You can hit bottom, not because you're a wastrel or because you are valueless or you're just a bum. No. Life sometimes can get pretty darn ugly. But people, if you don't say what you need and if you don't speak up and speak out and let people know, then you're not going to be able to get the help. Now, what's the worst thing somebody can say? Sorry, we can't help you. If you don't ask, you don't get. And this young man, he finally opened up to somebody, and he repaid them in more than one way, in their trust, in their confidence in his capabilities. Remember, you can always have schmucks come across your path in life, but there's a lot more good people that are really trying to do their very best. And sometimes they just need a helping hand, and that's what love is all about. That is what it's all about, is trusting and understanding that you can make a difference, and especially giving a helping hand when it's needed. This is Donna Sebo. I wanted to share that with you. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about money. Ah, yes, that green stuff that so many of us always want to have more and more of. Sure, why not? Financial flexibility is something that enables us to do the things that really we want to do. And it doesn't mean you're greedy, and it doesn't mean you're self-centered. It merely means you learn how to manage it. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. And that is something that I think can make a great deal of difference in your life and in the lives of those that you love. We'll be talking about how kids can do better with it as well as you. Well, I have a wonderful recipe for a chocolate cake, a real good one, but I'm not going to have time to share it with you today, but we'll be able to do that tomorrow. How about a chocolate carrot cake? Yeah, this is good stuff. Oh, well, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You're here for a purpose. Your life has value. Don't be afraid to climb the mountains of experience. Reach the peaks of learning. And then take it down into the valleys below to share with other people. There's only one of you, and you are very, very special. Have a magnificent Valentine's Day, and remember, love yourself too, because you really don't have too much to give to anybody else unless you really like yourself. That's really what it's all about, because then your light will shine, and it'll just perk everybody else up that comes in contact with you. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.